Going to take a look at sports a little bit, and we're going to see the little football game that's going to be in town. You may have heard about it. Fighting Texas Aggie football in the SEC and all the high school football action coming up just a little bit before 7 o'clock.
Who are you?
My name is Kevin O'Connor.
Oh.
Woo-hoo. We're so glad you're here.
I was trying to fit in so seamlessly, to be real honest, guys. It is a true honor. True honor to be here. I have been excited to work here for a long time.
Well, good. And we're glad that you are here.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... Now what, where every day is going to be St. Patrick's Day between you two? Is that the way
Oh, Faith and Begor, I could do the whole show like this for you if you'd like.
No, we'll do whatever you want, Scott. You are the captain.
Great, okay.
After all.
We'll have to wear something green every day. Is that it?
And no, and right before the sports, they'll say, get out there, Kevin, and show them how it's done.
Thank you there, lass. Scott's going to jump off the building St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, man.
I'll club him with a piece of ham.
Well, but you see, that's the deal, is I have Scottish blood, and so I must wear orange on St. Patrick's Day.
I always thought you were Italian.
Well, I mean, that's...
DeLuccia.
Yeah, well, sure, that's the last name.
Sounded
you know,
so exotic in Italian.
You know what? The other side of that, though, was a McDonald's.
Oh.
So there you go. So got a little bit of that
McDonald's.
Going on.
You're Scottish. So, you know, Irish is Scottish.
Yeah.
So he likes McHaggis.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
I love haggis, just for the record.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you.
I've made haggis.
Well, you know, that was just the next place I was going. Is, you know, you made those little Oreo cheesecake thingies for Chase's going away, and that was great.
They were delightful.
They were really, really good.
Oh, shucks.
But I really don't want you to make little haggis things for us.
Why not?
Well... Because they don't look good in those SpongeBob SquarePants cupcakes thing to begin with, which is nasty. But I just, you know, I think I saw it on, like, Anthony Bourdain. I mean, you know, where they actually did haggis, I guess, in this fancy restaurant, you know.
Yes, I saw that one, too.
With china and silver and stemware
now,
and all that.
Haggis is a nice food.
No, it's not.
It's the only organ meat originating thing I will eat. But you know what I've learned in my studies of ancient culinary history?
Okay.
You know the word garbage?
Yeah.
That used to mean like the entrails.
Huh. Gosh.
So when you say he's eating garbage.
Yeah.
You know it's 6:16 in the morning, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm shocked that that's entrail food. Wonderful. Here we go.
Information. There you go. Sounds good.
Yeah. He's been listening. He practiced all week.
I could hear him.
He was out in the hallway. I could hear him.
See, I always thought I was going to be Mation and the other person would be Info.
No.
It just didn't work out that way.
Because it's Info, you see. That's it. That's the news would be Info.
Oh, so what does Mation have to do with?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, really.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
If you've driven across the great state of Texas lately, you've probably noticed that things are a little bit greener this year. We're starting to recover from the worst drought in our history, and that means lots of mowing, pushing, pulling, and lifting to do. So Mahindra Tractors is here to lend a hand with superior performance and value at a competitive price with a deal that's as tough as Texas on their full line of heavy-duty 18 to 83 horsepower tractors. After all, Mahindra Tractors are assembled right here in the Lone Star State. So head on over to J5 Tractors in Normandy and Navasota and take advantage of zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2013 during the Mahindra Red Tag Sale. Plus, get up to $400 cash back on implements. But don't wait too long. The Red Tag Sale will be gone before you know it. Hurry into J5 Tractors for this toughest Texas deal and take advantage of rock-bottom prices and special financing on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And it's National Lazy Moms Day.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I guess for you moms who might be. Don't know.
Or Mr. Does that count as a Mr. Mom?
Well, I guess that, I mean, why not? You can do that. You qualify, right?
Is there such a thing as a lazy mom?
Well, I don't know. I can't imagine. I just, you know, the kids have got to be out of the house by the time you get a chance to at least relax. And it's also Google Commemoration Day. That's when Sergey Brin and Larry Page, a couple of guys at Stanford, said, what are we doing here?
Let's go make a mint.
Yeah, let's go do Google things. But it's a very interesting deal, though. Part of that is that the university, you know, obviously helped them along. And as a result, they got a pretty nice chunk of Google stock to get things started.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, so that's between the Hewlett-Packard guys and the Brin and Page guys. It's like they needed two nickels to rub together out there anyway, but nonetheless. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Let me see. Birthdays, Gloria Gaynor. I remember her.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Chrissy Hyde, ring a bell?
Well, yeah, but how old is Gloria?
Gloria's 63.
Is she? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Chrissy Hyde is Pretenders. Right. She's 61.
Uh-huh.
And this one I know is going to excite you a great deal.
Yeah.
Richard Roundtree.
Oh, talk about Shaft.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
He's 70 today.
She's going, what are they talking about?
No, well, actually what I'm sitting here thinking is, oh, Roundtree.
Uh-huh. No. Mm.
No, that last name comes from the Roundtree. It makes fruit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but, shut your mouth.
Yeah, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. There we go.
It's a British tree.
Corbin Burnson is celebrating today. He is 58.
Arnie Becker on L.A. Law a long time ago, and then he lost his hair and had to change his parts.
Yeah. And let me see. You want to jump to Saturday?
Oh, no. Who else we got?
Evan Rachel Wood,
nah.
25.
Okay. How about Julie Kavner? Who's like Marge Simpson's voice.
Oh, okay. I hadn't gotten that far yet, but yes.
Yeah.
My apologies.
That's okay. She's 62.
That was pretty good.
My brother does it the best.
Does he?
Yeah, my older brother.
Y'all said, boy, I can imagine Thanksgiving at your house must be a lot of fun.
Oh,
oh
boy.
It sure
kids
is.
Get together and do their Simpsons routine.
Gathered around the haggis.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, what else we got?
Now we move to Saturday. David Arquette, 41.
Oh, okay.
Pink is 33.
Really? What's her last name? Like Floyd or Lemonade? Or
Panther.
Okay, Panther. Could be any of those, yeah. All right.
Martin Freeman from The Hobbit, 41.
How did she get that name? Do you have any idea?
Her hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was her hair color, and they thought that would make her a little different.
Yeah,
oh,
kind of
sure.
Like Blondie.
Okay.
You know.
Why not? Yeah. All right.
Let me see. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, you may remember him from...
Oh, The Lion King.
I was going to say Home Improvement, but
baby.
The Lion King too, sure.
31, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Heather Thomas.
Wait a minute, you never saw Home Improvement. Is that what you're
I used to watch Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
I loved Tim Allen.
Okay, but he was in The Lion King too, was he? Yeah, really.
That's what he used to do.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Heather Thomas is 55 today.
Mm-hmm.
And Sid Caesar's 90.
He's still alive.
And
wow.
One of the most incredible, the Sid Caesar show, if you're, I'm an old TV geek.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. Amazing.
And Adrian Cronauer.
Yeah. Been here.
I've met him.
Yeah.
Adrian Cronauer, the guy that was the movie with Robin Williams. Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah.
It is his birthday today as well, 74.
All right. What do we got for study?
Hugh Grant. To err is human, to forgive is divine, Brown.
Yeah, what the hell were you thinking, right?
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
You know, after that show, that appearance on The Tonight Show, Jay Leno was never number two again.
Nope.
Ever. Ever.
Nope.
He can thank Hugh Grant for that.
Absolutely. And Divine Brown.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
He's 52. Adam Sandler is 46.
When you talk
One of my friends played basketball with Adam Sandler. Just going to throw that out there.
I mean, just like a pickup game or on a regular basis?
He was from my friends from California, and he went into the YMCA, and Adam Sandler was like, hey, you want to play basketball? And they played basketball.
There you go. Yeah. And when you talk cerebral actors...
Adam Sandler comes to mind.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, right.
I mean, first thing.
Sure.
Henry Thompson. Thomas, I'm sorry.
Who, you know, used to live here.
Really?
Yeah, he went to
here
Blinn.
Here at BBC.
He went to Blinn.
I'm just
kidding. And in fact, I think I don't know if it's still there. I think the original Freebirds, they had like an autographed picture.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's where is the original Freebirds?
That's on University Drive at Northgate.
Northgate.
Oh, cool.
First one in America, I think.
Could we go there instead of getting a famous bowl whenever
we inaugurate Kevin
into the show?
No, we can't do that. Hello.
Why not?
Hello.
Are you answering the phone or are you being
I am.
No,
I'm just saying hello.
Hey, hello there. Can we go ahead and just find out if anybody famous peed in Cat's yard?
What does it have to do with anything?
Well,
and I don't have a yard. I live in an apartment. Thanks for bringing up such a painful subject.
That's no. Actually, the truth is that Rin Tin Tin made an appearance in San Antonio, and Tom's dad ran a car dealership there.
Tom who?
Tom Turbyville.
Oh.
And I think Rin-Tin-Tin peed in his yard.
Oh, uh-huh. I see.
So that's an old time reference from, and I'll bring you all up to speed. You know, that's kind
Thanks.
Of old stuff that you
yeah,
know.
I've heard that there's been some question about whether or not I'm a reincarnation of Tom Turbyville.
Just you have a lot in common. Hello.
Wasn't the first Freebirds in California? So.
Well, actually, you know, they did. The guys started there, and then what they did is that's true.
I think we were the first franchise.
Yeah, they said, where else can we go? And corporately, now they're in College Station. But anyhow, you're right. Moving on.
So back to Henry Thomas, 41. He played Elliot in E.T., for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
Tom Wopat.
Uh-huh.
Dukes of Hazzard, 61 today.
I think Scott doesn't watch Dukes of Hazzard.
I know what it is. That's all I can say.
One of my absolute very favorite singers right now, Michael Bublé, 37. Yeah. Spells his name Michael Bubble, but
he does, yeah.
We'll do it properly. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics is 60. The unfamous one from the Eurythmics.
Uh-huh.
Mario Batali from Molto Mario.
Of course.
50. Great cooking show, though. 52. Mm-hmm. Joe Theismann, 63, with the worst television accident ever.
Yeah,
What happened?
We can't talk. We don't have time. But,
okay.
Yeah, he broke his leg really badly.
It was gross in front of everybody. And Rachel Hunter's 43 on Sunday.
And Angela Cartwright, just to make you feel old, is 60 years old. There we go.